Hi, this is English in the News. I'm Jane Lee. Today, our phrase is take with a pinch of salt.
听一件事情的时候，抱着将信将疑，或者是半信半疑的态度，这个叫做 take with a pinch of salt.Pinch 的意思是两个手指捏在一起叫 pinch 他若掐我一下就可以讲 He pinched me 他可以当动词那也可以当名词当你说 a pinch of salt 的时候就是一撮盐你用两只手指食指和拇指捏起一点点盐这个叫 a pinch of salt 那若对一个人所讲的话抱着半信半疑的态度我们在英文里面就可以用 take with a pinch of salt通常都是指、你对这个来源就讲话的这个人不是很相信你觉得他不见得正确这时候你的态度就是 take with a pinch of salt We have two examples here from the dictionary Now in the English dictionary its definition is like this to consider or evaluate something such as a statement while keeping in mind that it may not be completely accurate, typically due to the unreliability of the source. 在英文字典里面 take with a pinch of salt, 意思是当你听到一件事情或者是你看到或是一个新闻报道的时候你要抱着半信半疑的态度，特别是当这个报道或是这一份新闻刊物并不是很可靠的新闻刊物，并不是、官方的说法，或者是不是像中央社这样子的、新闻来源的话，那你要抱着半信半疑的态度，而不是全盘接受，这个叫做 take with a pinch of salt.Now, I have consulted a number of websites to try to find out what's the origin of this phrase, but I didn't find any of them that really explains the origin. So let's skip it here. Let's just say that take with a pinch of salt means 半信半疑。这里 a pinch of salt, 你也可以用 a grain of salt 来取代 a grain of salt.就是一粒盐，甚至比 a pinch of salt 还要更少。Okay, now let's take a look at the two examples here. The first one, take whatever that paper publishes with a pinch of salt. It's really tabloid. 这是 tabloid 是讲小报，特别是八卦新闻，八卦小报叫做 tabloid. 那讲这个句子的人告诉另外一个人说那个报纸、他不管写什么你可绝对不要全盘接受或全盘相信你要抱着将信将疑的态度 take whatever that paper publishes with a pinch of salt Example 2 You have to take what he says with a pinch of salt 你对他讲的话 要抱着怀疑的态度那显然讲这话的人对那个人是相当不信任的觉得他不可靠所以他给了这样子的一个忠告。How is this phrase used in English? We have two examples. The first one is from BBC. Spain's complicated relationship with the region of Catalonia is heading for the unknown. After violence by Spanish police, a declaration of independence by Catalonia's regional government seems more likely than ever before. Given the chaotic nature of the vote, the turnout and voting figures should be taken with a pinch of salt. The government in Madrid is holding talks with Spain's political leaders to discuss a response to the biggest political crisis this country has seen in decades.这篇文章的标题 Spain's complicated relationship with the region of Catalonia is heading for the unknown. Unknown 是未知，正走向未知 heading for the unknown. 那西班牙中央政府跟加泰隆尼亚地区这两个地方的关系非常复杂的关系现在正在走向未知因为加泰隆尼亚最近举行了独立公投加泰隆尼亚地区的领袖是说他的有出来投票的人 90% 都投了赞成独立的票但是呢他的投票率只有 43% 左右所以呢其实大部分的合格选民并没有出来投票所以 BBC 这篇报道主要是说加泰罗尼亚这个投票不用太认真的去看待因为投票当天情况非常混乱所以他所宣称的这些数字你只能相信一半因为他很可能并不是完全正确的 The next one is a CNN report Military threats may also not be exactly what they seem. While top U.S. officials are increasingly saying they are happy to turn the problem over to U.S. Defense Secretary James Mattis, the Pentagon has yet to explain clearly how the grave consequences that have always argued against a military solution have changed. Until the Pentagon can solve that conundrum, some observers will take U.S. military threats with a pinch of salt unless they conclude that Trump is ready to accept a huge humanitarian toll in Asia to keep America safe from North Korea. Again, we are talking about U.S. President Donald Trump. It seems that the English in the news is always has something to do with President Trump.Okay, now here, the CNN story is talking about the U.S. military threat to North Korea. And of course, this is in response of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's threat to the United States.
所以这段的主要的意思就是，除非五角大厦能够想出来办法，不要让美国的盟邦，也就是南韩和日本，付出极大的惨痛的代价。否则的话，美国对北韩的军事威胁，观察家都会觉得半信半疑。
Now, this is today's English in the news. Take with a pinch of salt. You can also find the script and photos on our ICRT's news blog. Thank you very much for tuning in to our podcast. I'm Jian Lee.